Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo. Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Welcome in to the Captain J-Hood Morning Show. Here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Shay, we got Randy, and we got you for a three-hour ride here on this game day Thursday. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. We thank you so much for keeping the conversation going. And Cap, here it is. We saw the trucks on Tuesday morning as I was driving in past Soldier Field, 4:45 in the morning. And there it was. Beep, beep, beep. The Thursday night football trucks are here. Amazon's here set up for the Bears being under the lights at Soldier Field.
Yeah, I've talked to a couple friends of mine who were at dinner over at Chicago Cut, and they looked and went, that's Al Michaels.
Oh, God, he's already here.
Already here at his favorite restaurant. So, yes, and let me just tell you what tomorrow's going to be like. First Take, the Carton Show, Fox with Undisputed. Justin Fields, is he now the greatest quarterback in Bears history because he beat the lowly Commanders and played well?
Mm-hmm.
Are the Bears back? Stop. It's the Bears and the Commanders.
Yes.
It's going to take time. As Hudrow has pointed out numerous times, 2024 is when they have next year's, this coming off season, a high draft pick, hopefully not as high a draft pick, another year of cap space, and then game on, 2 years of adding on after this moribund season. That's what this is about. Just go out. Don't let your quarterback get killed with the pass rush of Montez Sweat and company. Run the football. Make plays in the passing game. Look like a competent game day operation. And go, guys, we appreciate the effort. Brighter days are ahead.
Boy, if we are pinpointing a lot for 2024, you talk about Chicago sports now.
Yeah, we got the Cubs in the World Series.
Brother, they're going to be in the playoffs in 24. Sox window will still be open. Yep. 24. I can't tell you World Series, but they'll be in the playoffs too.
Daylon Terry should be an All-Star by then.
you've got the Blackhawks will be turning around with draft picks a few.
Not that quickly.
I'll be fine. 24?
I watched it last night.
Oh, it's the NHL.
That was free money they gave out last night. It's on all the sports.
It's the NHL. It's a public toilet. Everyone gets to the playoffs.
Wow.
So, I mean, you got that, Cap. Bulls will be in the mix. Cubs, Sox, Bears will be a playoff team. Boy, I tell you what. 2024, get me there now.
Boy, we're
going to have 12 months of just great playoff talk with all the teams here, including the Bears.
City of Champions 2024.
You know one thing, Cap, that we have to mention? And you know it like I know it, too. When you get the bright lights coming to the big city, it's an Amazon game. Okay, it's not Monday Night Football. It's not the 325 game on Sunday. But you do have the NFL by the short and curlies because it's you. It's you and the Washington Commanders. There is this feeling this morning of civic pride. As a Bears fan, you don't want to be the only game on, and then the whole nation sees you look like a sloppy shop. You actually want to have a nice look on this Thursday night football platform. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, as when you put on the red zone, the Bears don't have a lot of highlights on the red zone, especially offensively. Very few. When you watch the red zone, you know, from 12 to 7, it's everyone else, but the Bears don't get a lot of highlights there. I think that the average Bears fans want to say, okay, if I'm going to settle in for 3 hours to watch this, entertain me. We know what the bottom line is because this is not the season for the Bears to be great. But you don't want to be embarrassed. You will get that, by the way, if the Bears lose. We'll get that tomorrow. Like, oh, my God. National platform, and we look like that. How often have we seen this with Bears-Packers, for instance? Here we go, first game of the season, or here we go, Monday Night Football, and the Bears just lay down. Remember, there's some civic pride there.
Remember the 2019 opener? Bears hosting Packers. We're coming off 12-4. I know for me, I was like, all right, go out and beat Green Bay's ass, and here we go. We scored 3 points.
Yeah. Mitch?
I guess our offense has a little work to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the start of the end for Nagy.
Yes.
Who at that time was the reigning NFL coach of the year.
You know, if they would have put Trubisky in a position to succeed in the preseason, it would have been a better outcome. These guys don't play in the preseason, Cap, but that's the problem.
Thanks, Joey.
That's what you need. That's why the league is the way it is now. Everyone's 500 because they don't play in the preseason.
Correct.
Excuse me? Right. Seriously, that's what it is, Cap. And so I just, here's what I look at. There's a few things I look at with this game here tonight. The bread and butter for Bears football is being able to run the football. That's the strength of the offense. It's the strength of the team for them to be able to run the football. Now, we go back to the last game against the Vikings in which Montgomery comes off an injury and give the Vikings credit, slowed the run. Bears didn't get over 100 yards rushing in that game, correct?
I got to look at the team total, I want to say, was high 70s. Justin was somewhere our there. Leading rusher with 45.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was high 70s. They slowed the Viking run game down to 120-some yards. We're still, I think, dead last or next to last in stopping the run, which concerns me. Washington's coming in with three backs that can run the football. The one kid coming off the carjacking.
Yes.
That one concerns me. But you
Brian Robinson.
Brian Robinson. You are correct that Montgomery, man, he just grinds. He just plays hard. Not the fastest guy, but he's a battler.
78 yards rushing for the Bears, 47 from Justin. And so here's one thing that we've known about the season. I think we knew this coming in, but we're starting to see it more often. Justin can utilize his legs. What we saw in the Minnesota game is him running around, but checked down. Took a look down the field, saw that one of his receivers was covered, the other ones wasn't getting separation, and he ran. So I like that he could do that, Cap. That at nothing else, he could be able to run with the football. 8 carries, good for 47 yards, getting to the sticks for the first down.
Correct. So tonight, he has got to make sure he is ready to run the football when he gets in trouble because our offensive line's not great, and they've got some guys that can rush the passer. Montez Sweat had 2 sacks of Tannehill, who's a mobile guy, last week. Now, can the Bears protect Justin well enough? I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I have my concerns. There are some trends that I will give you throughout the day. As Carmen DeFalco likes to say, the trend is your friend. Well, it wouldn't be our friend if these trends hold true.
I see.
So I'll give those to you in the next segment.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than a little concerning that everyone around the Commanders are awful. They actually have some talent on their roster.
They do. I don't look at the records in that regard, though. I know that, hey, it would be cool for the Bears to be 500. I just go back to what I said when we made our selections. I saw that Commanders game come in, and I said, that's a win for the Bears at home. I said the Bears could be able to win. I said this when we made our selections in August, so I'll stick with it. But the other thing, too, besides running the football, Cap, is takeaways. This is something that had been absent for the most part in the Nagy regime. Mm-hmm. This was used to be the distinguishing characteristic of Bears football, being able to punch the ball out or get takeaways because that permeated through Lovie. But as you illustrated to me about a week ago, after Lovie, like that wasn't something that was pressing for Trestman. That wasn't a must thing for him or Nagy or
Fox.
Or Fox. Or a defensive coordinator. Fox, I mean, that should be the key to try to flip the field, right? But that was not the case. But what we see here from Eddie Jackson, the hope is that Eddie Jackson could be able to pay dividends. Now, the latest from Courtney, Jalen Johnson available?
Expected to go. Mm-hmm. Again, see how his quad feels when he warms up, but he is expected to play tonight.
I mean, listen, in these conditions and where the Bears are right now, show me something in the secondary. Show us something. Now, we know that Brisker and Gordon are learning on the fly, just as we talk about Justin Fields. Just like we talk about, you know, Braxton Jones, the rookies on this team, they're learning on the fly too. So when we give a letter grade to the defense, especially the secondary, you know, it was glass half full, glass half empty, depending on how you looked at it. But they had an education against Justin Jefferson.
Oh man! And I still would love to sit down with Alan Williams, Matt Eberflus, and go, how did you guys not pay any attention to him? Yep. How many times was he catching passes there was no one within 6 yards of him?
Mm-hmm.
He's Justin Jefferson, not George Jefferson.
But George, the Willises have to come. Thank you, Wheezy.
Yes.
How about that, Randy?
We covered him with Wheezy.
Yes, we did.
I mean,
yes.
It was a joke. I'm watching third and six. There's Justin Jefferson running unfettered through our secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody want to go cover him?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. But I still believe, I said this to you guys in the meeting, I still believe, maybe not the men and women who are spending money and are at the game tonight, they want to see them win. Mm-hmm. Just like when the Cubs are up the track, they still want to see them win games. I still believe the large majority of the fan base, if you told them Bears lost 35-31, defense just played horrible. Justin had four touchdown passes, 334 yards passing, and he didn't get picked, and he looked, holy smokes, guy looks like Justin Herbert out there. They'd be cool.
Cap, I don't want to be cold and lose if I'm a fan out there tonight. I'd rather not.
In the building?
Yes, in the building. At Soldier Field, I'd rather not stand there or sit there in my parka. It's not that cold. It'll be in the 40s. And we'll hear from Tracy coming up at 9:50 with the latest on the weather and how it's going to be tonight for the game. But I don't want to be cold and shivering and lose.
I want you to imagine Jonathan Hood Esquire. He's an attorney in town.
Yes.
Tells his...
Sign my ball.
His executive assistant.
Yes.
Mark. He says, Mark, I want you to clear my schedule. I'm having food delivered to the house. I'm having some friends over. We're watching Thursday Night Football in the crib.
First of all, I'm not Ironside, and my assistant's not Merck. Merck, I want you to wash my back. Yes. The small of my back still needs a little bit of fine-tuning. And by the way, I like the way you blow in the bubbles. It's very nice. Like a nice bubble bath, Merck. What'd I say?
So you've got your friends there.
Yes.
You're in the hood cave.
Yeah.
And you just have a good night with your buddies.
Mm-hmm.
You're not cold. You've got your own bathroom, your own vittles. You're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking some whatever.
Yep.
Crown.
Yep. Remy Martin.
So. And I told you the end of the night, hey, man, that quarterback, that guy, he's our guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's ours. He's a franchise quarterback. He had four touchdown passes tonight. He was in complete command. Unfortunately, our defense was horrible. And we lost. But that dude had four touchdown passes, no picks, ran when he had to, and we look like that kid is our guy.
Mm-hmm.
You'd go to bed, put your head on the pillow next to your lovely wife, Michelle, and be like, I'm good.
I kind of felt that way after the Vikings loss because you saw more of a professional outfit offensively. Again, you could just see clearly where you are at a deficit with Pettis and Marceau at wide receiver.
Agreed. I was more bothered. I said that on Monday. You had the lead late.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make the mistakes they made. Justin had a much better second half than first half. He had an excellent second half. I still feel like you play to win the game.
Yes.
I just don't think that's how the majority of the fan base acts. I have a poll question up. On my poll question, I asked this on Twitter. What is more important to see tonight in the Commanders at Bears game on Thursday Night Football? Bears win, Justin Fields plays well.
All right, so we'll give you the results of that poll question coming up, and we'll ask the question. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap, ask that question again. That's at the Catman on Twitter.
What is more important to see tonight in the Commanders at Bears game on Thursday Night Football? A, Bears win. B, Justin Fields plays well. Okay. More important.
Mm-hmm. So what's more important to you? Again, as a Bears fan, you have to determine, you know, what's more important. Do you want to see a win, or is Justin Fields even better than he was in the Vikings game?
And Snorling makes a point that if he plays well, our chance of winning goes up dramatically.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that's going to happen.
So let's talk about that. All right, Randy, let's open the phone lines. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap asked the question. We want to get your answer. Again, this is a game day Thursday. It's the Bears and the Washington Commanders. What's more important to you as a fan? We'll take your reaction next on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap and Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Seven to ten here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Glad to have you in today on this game day Thursday. 312-332-3776. I'd like to remind you about the Bear Down podcast with Bleck and Abdallah. Need more bears? Check out the Bear Down podcast available now on the ESPN Chicago app. I'm going to give you your phone calls in a moment. Cap has a poll question out at the Capman on Twitter, and it states,
what is more important to see tonight, the Commanders at Bears game on Thursday night football? A, Bears win. B, Justin Fields plays well. That's it. Simple. We've got 1,400 votes in already.
All right. Now, there's a couple of keys before we get to your phone calls that you want to point out to us for tonight's game with the Bears and the Commanders.
Correct, because the vibe around town, whether I'm in the deli picking up some sliced turkey, whether I'm at the Jewels, I'm talking to people.
Yep.
99% of them, oh, we're beating the Commanders. Please. They're terrible. They're a bad organization. Okay, I'm glad that you feel like we're so blessed with talent. Last 10 trips Washington has made as a football team to the city of Chicago, they're 9-1. 9-1. Oh, but Carson Wentz is horrible, Cap. Career, Thursday night football, 15 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. A year ago, 3 touchdowns to 0 interceptions. He plays well on Thursdays. They rush the passer well. We don't protect the quarterback well. They also do a very good job at running the football. We're among the worst in the NFL at stopping said run. All dangerous combinations for me.
Is it okay for the average fan to just be able to just root for their team without having to gamble on it or to be able to do that homework? Is that okay?
You fan how you want to fan, man.
Okay.
I'll have a same game going. I'll be locked in on the game, eat some good vittles, and ready to go.
But is it okay for a guy at the deli to say, you know what, I got a good feeling about our team today. I think that we could be able to beat the Washington Commanders without you ridiculing them for thinking that they have a – you just did. Ridiculing him for saying that, hey, you think we're blessed with talent. Yeah, I think you and I both know that. I think a lot of people know that, but they just have that good feeling, you know, that civic pride.
That's where you're misguided, my friend.
Oh, you don't think people have civic pride?
No, you're misguided that I chastised said person, male or female, at the Jewels. I did not. I said, hey, let's get them. It's a lot more fun when they win. Have a great day. See you, buddy.
And as you said just moments ago, oh, you just think we're blessed with good talent. Well, we know that.
I'm saying that to you here. I did not say that to them. I would never denigrate their willingness to cheer for our favorite team.
You just don't want to get decked in public.
Probably right.
Just a moment now.
That is correct.
It takes a while for you to dig into that Neanderthal gene.
Correct.
That's right. You can't go back to DeKalb and start swinging on people.
That is correct. Those days are over.
Okay. Peace and love, right?
Peace and love.
312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to you. Here it is tonight. Big stage, Thursday night football. It is the Bears against the Commanders. Here's Eric in Chicago Ridge with Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Good morning, E.
Good morning. I'm calling to say that I would much rather see Fields perform well than the Bears win tonight. I'm a lifelong Cubs fan and know the hardship of having a poor team that should be doing better. But as you were just saying, the talent for Bears is not where it needs to be, and I don't see them winning a Super Bowl until the team gets sold so that they have a better organization.
Okay. Well, the last part won't happen anytime soon.
Yeah,
but you can always wish, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I don't see that happening. But I think he is like a large majority of the fan base.
Large majority.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That if they put their head on the pillow tonight, hey, how'd your team do, honey? We lost. Oh, you seem like you're not so upset this time. Justin was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We're back. That's how they're going to feel. And I understand that. We don't want, as Sylvia, I give him credit, man. He coined this term, pop-up championships or pop-up windows of contention. Like, out of nowhere. Oh, they won.
Yeah.
Don't make the playoffs the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Like the White Sox in 05. Won, and then haven't won a playoff game basically since. Well, there's one or two. That's it.
That is correct, sir.
So
the old pop-up store.
If you go to bed tonight and the most difficult thing to find in American sports is a franchise, like game-changing, not acquiring a 37-year-old from another team, a 23-year-old that you go, for the next 15 years, that dude's ours.
Mm-hmm.
That's our guy. We got our Aaron Rodgers. You are going to be ready to make whoopee to your wife. You'll be excited. You will be standing on end. I'm telling you.
I need that to stay afloat, to stay erect. The Bears
I'm
being
not
good.
Saying that, okay. But you might be tired at 11 o'clock when the game ends or whatever time it is, 10:30. If Justin balls out tonight,
wow.
Somebody else might be balling out.
Well, culturally speaking, I don't get tired at 11. I'm just getting started, pal.
Wow.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. And out at 11:05. Here's Southside. Here's Mike on ESPN 1000. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing today? Good morning.
What's up, Mikey?
Hey, you just definitely want Fields to play better. Because him playing better equals long-term success for his organization. Right now, you know they're not contending for nothing. You want this man to play better. I want him 300-plus yards. 3-plus touchdowns from here on out for the rest of the season and in the future.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the phone call.
Appreciate it.
The latest on Carson Wentz from Tom Pelissero, who covers the NFL for a long time, says quarterback Carson Wentz is dealing with a biceps tendon strain suffered in last week's loss against Tennessee. Wentz is not 100%, but he'll start tonight against the Bears and then try to heal up with extra rest coming off the Thursday night game. So I only bring that information up, Cap, just in case someone wants to swing one way or the other as far as how they want to bet it or how they feel about the game. But that information from Tom Pelissero.
That the biceps tendon strain. I shot a Toradol. Let's go. He's a professional quarterback. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm. I like for the Bears to get home a few times.
Be nice.
I know that quarterbacks, like we saw from Kirk Cousins, give him credit.
Uh-huh.
He was perfect. Through about a quarter and a half.
17 for 17 to start the game.
It's perfect.
Correct.
So I like for the Bears to get home. I know the ball gets out quickly when it comes to Cousins, but with Wentz, he's a drop back guy. How about getting home a little bit? I'm not saying 3 or 4 sack game, but I'd like to for the quarterback to be a little uncomfortable in the pocket. Is that possible? That'd
I would
be nice.
Hope. Got one last week as a team, right? Mm. It was Justin Jones. Got the only sack.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Quinn, is he going to be active today?
I don't know.
I don't know if he's been active yet this year.
I don't know.
He got one.
I don't know if he's going to be active or not.
Bill Barnwell on ESPN has 15 trades that should be made.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't finished the entire expansive article, but the two that I saw that have the Bears, he's got David Montgomery traded for a 5th-round pick. I don't know why we'd do that. And he thinks you're getting 2 number 3 picks for Robert Quinn. If you can get 2 third-round picks for Robert Quinn, I will carry him on my shoulders to the next city.
Yes. Well, this is the down year for Quinn. We illustrated the up and down of his career sack-wise.
Correct.
This is supposed to be the down year.
Correct.
So, I mean, Cap, I'd like for him and others to be able to get to the quarterback because just putting pressure on Wentz or takeaways, I'll take that tonight. You just want to see that. Like, if the defense is going to be off to another slow start, as it has been in first halves of games, you'll be behind. And behind with the Commanders could be, 10-3.
Agreed.
Seriously. We'll see. We're going to talk to Shea Norland coming up in our next segment about culture and why culture matters for this game with the Washington Commanders and the Bears. But first, here he is. All right, Eddie, go ahead.
Hey, boys, a funny feeling tonight that what Chico said about Carson, he's going to come out and he's going to have an awesome game and Washington's going to beat the Bears. And about the poll question, I think it's kind of unfair because I think a majority of the Bears fans, if they bet on the Bears, even if Justin has a bad game, as long as they win, they make money.
The Bears?
What do you think?
You talking about the Bears make money?
No, he's saying the majority of the fans that bet will bet on the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Bears fans that bet will bet on our team. And so if the Bears lose, they're going to be mad that they lost their money. And if the Bears win, they're going to be happy.
Now, Eddie, let me ask you a question. Tell me about that last time that you bet on the Bears to win. 85, 86, around there, right?
No, it's been a long time.
Before
85. I'm probably going to take Washington today. But, hey, we've been talking this stuff since 1985, and we're talking about the Bears are going to be good in two more years in 2024. I don't see it. I just don't see it.
You got to love Eddie. He has not bet on the Bears to win since Neil Armstrong.
He's still betting against the 2016 Cubs because he's just always negative.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Eddie.
All right, Eddie.
Listen, win or lose, the one thing about our friend Eddie, we'll be able to find him.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be around.
He's around.
He'll be around for our Bears.
He'll be calling me now off the hook. He calls me like twice a day sometimes just to chat.
He's actually got your cell now. He calls you to home.
No, actually, he does not.
Still to come, we will hear from Justin Fields, a quarterback for the Bears. Also, we'll get into what Shay mentioned to us earlier about culture. Is culture even a factor in this game with Washington and the Bears? We'll get to your phone calls as well. It's a game day Thursday on Chicago's Home for Sports. Here is David Kepler.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you, buddy. For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner, Jonathan, can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
It's Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We're with you until 10. That'll be Mike Greenberg at 10, Carmen and Yurko at 12. Then our guys, Waddle and Sylvie, they'll be broadcasting live from Hooters and Downers Grove from 2 to 6 because they're getting you ready for Bears and Commanders. Now, don't forget our Points Bet pregame show with Meller and Miller. Bop, 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 bop. What's up, fellas? And then after the game, Yurko will be with Peggy Kaczynski. So once the game is over, tune right here to ESPN 1000 or the ESPN Chicago app. Peggy and Yurko have got you covered.
By the way, sidebar, may I approach?
Brought to Aiken Law.
$3,126 million for the great Howard Ankin. So I'm in my car last night. I'm in my car last night, and I get a red heart out of nowhere from Abdallah.
Oh, it was Abdallah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
A red heart.
Yeah.
How would you take that? Knowing how those two guys at night are, especially Abdallah, how would you take that?
You know what? I think that's a peace offering. That means love. Heart means love, doesn't it?
Of course you would think that.
What's wrong with love? What if I sent you a red heart?
I would know it was genuine.
That's right.
So I text him back, go F yourself.
Oh, wow. That's harsh.
With a bear down.
He just texted you a heart and you just say, go F yourself.
I gave him the number one salute back.
Wow. And his response?
So I'm listening to them.
Yeah.
And he and Black are into, Abdallah's like, oh, my God. He just flipped me off.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote back and said, that heart was effing disingenuous.
Wow.
His response is, it's not.
Hmm.
I felt bad.
Wow. Hmm.
Wouldn't you have taken it was disingenuous that they were up to something?
Well, listen, I don't have the same relationship that you have with them.
Mm-hmm.
I do not. I have worked with them, so that I have no problem with anybody around here.
Love them.
Now, listen, a lot of people around here have a problem with me. Which is fine. I couldn't care less. The cash, you know, check still cashes. I don't care about that. But the point is, though, is that I don't have a problem with them. So if he sent me a heart, I'd send him a heart back, probably a brown one.
So I sent him.
How about that, Randy?
I sent him with Echo, you know, where it's all over the screen. Sure. You taught me how to do that.
Yeah.
I sent him 100 hearts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, because those two are, you know, because of those two, how they can be with you, it could have been something they said on the air and said, just in case Cap heard it, love you, need you.
Yeah, because it was, if you give a thumbs up emoji, you're old. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sue me. I use the thumbs up emoji. What can I tell you?
You know what? You have a lot of emojis. You emoji how you want to emoji.
Correct.
That's what I say. Do what
Thank
you want to do.
Thanks, Sue.
You got all these different choices. Use what you want to use.
Yes.
That's all.
Thank you, Sylvie.
The only thing is, you know, with me, Shay, is that, you know, with the emoji, it starts yellow, but that doesn't work for me. I got to go all the way down to the brown.
What are you, a Simpsons character?
Yeah. Yeah. Why would I use yellow? I use the one that's closer to my skin tone.
By the way, if I may interject for a moment, I have something for Cap.
Yes. Oh, he just sent me a middle finger. What the hell, man?
HR.
What kind of a teammate is that?
Wow.
What kind of a teammate is that? I sent him a heart. I'm sending him some love. He sends me the middle finger.
We're promoting deal breakers.
Bring this back tomorrow. Wow. Make sure they bring this back tomorrow. This is BS.
This is amazing.
This is BS.
Unbelievable.
This is BS.
They're not listening to this show. They don't know what we're doing.
Mm. Mm. Guess you're wrong. I listen every night.
That's funny. I don't listen. Interesting.
Yeah. I'm a teammate, man. I listen every day.
Mm-hmm.
I have it on at my desk. I hear Waddle and Sylvie. I hear Carmen Yerk.
Okay, we don't need your bona fides over your listening habits.
Just telling you, I'm all in. Teammate Central right here.
Teammate Central. Yes.
By the way, did I tell you, Waddle and Sylvie, 2-6 at Hooters and Downers Grove. We got the pregame show brought to you by Points Bet with Meller and Miller. Huh. After the game, Peggy and Yerk.
Oh, there's an echo. Here's Crystal Lake. Here's
Audience
Jim on ESPN.
Every 5 minutes.
No, that was, I just gave it 3 minutes ago, so that didn't work, Gleason.
Half the audience.
But good. Nice job there. Nice job. Jim and Crystal Lake on ESPN 1000. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. Before I get to my point, I think you may have stumbled upon something for Bernie's book bank walk next year when Cap was talking about Robert Quinn on his shoulders.
That's a great idea. I will walk the Bernie's book bank walk with Robert Quinn on my shoulders if he gets 4 sacks tonight. Isn't that what you said, 4 sacks?
Yeah, I think you said that. I think you said 4 sacks.
Yeah.
Or at least a bear. You know, you could take a bear with you. You know, somebody a little bit lighter, possibly. But my point today is, you know, with both of these teams being bottom of the barrel probably come the end of the season, the Bears are 2-3. The Commanders are 1-4. Isn't this a very, very extremely important game for the Bears to lose?
I understand your perspective there. Again, I feel like I want my team to compete. That's what I want to see. Justin playing well, yes, I get it. I want them to compete, Jonathan.
You know, it's funny about that, Jim.
Thanks, buddy.
And Jim, we appreciate the phone. You know, it's funny about that. You know, when you have a team that's not going in the right direction or you feel like you don't have enough talent, and everyone pointed the draft. As a matter of fact, two weeks ago, we had a caller that said, hey, I got to ask you about this one kid in the draft. And we're like, whoa, we're not taking draft questions in October.
Correct.
It's so ridiculous. No, we're not doing that. We're not Houston.
Correct. Right?
This is not the Salisbury show where we're talking about the draft in October. We're not doing that. But my whole month. Well, he works in Houston. Yeah. 790. So my point, Cap, is that it's funny when people talk about the draft and say, well, you got to lose out so you get the better draft pick. You don't know if the organization is good enough to be able to get the draft pick that you want. It seems obvious to us. You got to take care of your offensive line. You got to get a pass rush. You got to find a difference maker wide receiver, maybe a backup quarterback, whatever it is. But whatever it is, it doesn't necessarily mean just because you tank doesn't mean that you'll get to where you need to be. We got a top five draft pick because the Bears are terrible. Who are we going to get? Have you seen the Bears in the draft over the last 15 years? How they are good on the back end of the draft, not in the front end? I know it's a new regime. You give the benefit of the doubt, but it's not guaranteed.
Right. For every Mooney in the fifth round, there's Kevin White in the first.
Yep. So I just think that's always funny. Oh, you know, it's like a lottery ticket. Well, you going to cash it in or are you going to get a bust?
Correct.
Big question. Big spot.
Michelle, we won the lottery. Where's the ticket? I don't know. I lost it.
Kenosha, Wisconsin. Here's Brian on Cap and J Hood. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have come to bring you the only right answer there is.
Yes?
We want Justin Fields to do well, because all I hear every, like, Monday morning is how the Bears have no talent whatsoever. So if Justin Fields has a good night with no talent, that obviously means that he's progressing. Every week he's getting better. And that means he's going to do better when we finally do get some talent. And I agree with Jay Hood that there's no guarantee that they're going to draft good talent, but at least if Justin Fields starts showing up, this means that we will inevitably start to turn that corner, I think. So that's the more important thing.
All right, Brian, we appreciate the telephone call. 312-332-3776.
Again, the poll question is at the Capman, at my Twitter, at the Capman. What is more important to see tonight in the Commanders at Bears game on Thursday Night Football? A, Bears win. B, Justin Fields plays well. Which you can't say, well, both. No. Which to you is both. More important?
Both.
I had to wake Merkin up this morning.
Hey, that was Shay speaking, though. What do you think about what Shay said there?
It's not a correct answer.
That's right.
Which is more.
Right.
You can't say both.
Well, it's funny that Snorling has chimed in here on this Bears conversation, because he mentions something about culture when it comes to the Bears and the Commanders. We will get into his culture bit coming up next. Shot or no shot, 8 o'clock, all part of the mix on Cap and Jay Hood.
I'm ready. The most wonderful time of year is upon us again. College football season. Dr. Pepper and the residents of Fansville invite you to revel in another one-of-a-kind year, flexing your foam finger, humming your school's fight song in your sleep, and thriving on a steady diet of buffalo chicken dip and post-game day commentary, all washed down with a rich, delicious Dr. Pepper, of course. I have a new ad campaign for that. Snorling you. He is this guy. Another Saturday is always just around the corner, so make sure your tailgate doesn't turn into a failgate and pick up a case of ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Snorling with a big, like, S on his chest, like in a cheerleader sweater, eating the buffalo chicken dip, and spreading the gospel of Dr. Pepper and college football.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Is it a deal breakers Thursday, but it's also a game day Thursday as we get ready for the Bears and the Commanders here on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We have got Shot or No Shot coming up at 8 o'clock, but Shay Norling, the executive producer of this outfit, was telling us earlier, Cap, about the culture. I'm just going to read what it says on the screen. It says, this is a culture game for Eberflus. How important is it that the Bears are the most professional-looking team tonight? Now, I need you to unpack that a little bit, Shay. When you say this is a culture game, what does that mean?
Well, I was kind of thinking about what the story of this game is for me yesterday when we were putting together ideas for how we can do a pregame show today. And the thought that came to me is, you have a team on the other side of the field tomorrow where we know the ownership is a nightmare. We know organizationally they've been a mess for a while. We know they brought in Carson Wentz to kind of open an NFC East title window, mm-hmm. and instead they're 1-4. They're down in the doldrums. If you listen to some of the national reporters, maybe the locker room is going to quit on the coach. The coach, whether you think he did or not, media types, NFL types have thought he threw his quarterback under the bus. He's since apologized for it. The team on the other side of the field tonight is a disaster. And I started thinking about, this is really an opportunity for Eberflus to come out, have the Bears looking locked in, disciplined, no dumb errors, no stupid penalties. We're going to just look like the more professional outfit on the national stage because, hey, we might not be the most talented team in the league, but we're better than that.
So when we talk about culture, when you first start coaching, Cap, don't you want to start setting the culture? And does that matter in this game?
I don't think it matters game to game. I think it matters day to day in the building. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is a statement on our culture unless something so extreme happens. I, do, I, I don't agree with Shea at all. I said that in the meeting. I don't agree with him at all that this is a culture game. If you win, everyone's going to go, who cares? You beat an awful team. If you lose, you don't have any talent. How'd your quarterback play? What's going to show you that their culture is better? That's my question. What do you need to see tonight, Shea, that you go, yeah, I think their culture is better?
Well, we look at last week, right? And despite playing better, what happened in the second half of that game? They played better. The first half was a litany of errors. And whether it's something maybe outside of the Bears' in-house control, Monty walking out with a misspelled jersey for warm-ups, or whether it's your fullback isn't ready for personnel on the opening play, so you have to take a delay of game. That can't happen. That's stuff that looked Nagy era. And I think tonight, on the national stage, you have an opportunity to go out against a team that everybody knows is a disaster, but everybody thinks you're a disaster. If you listen to the national conversation around the Bears, everybody still feels like this is Nagy Pace. The remnants are still here. We have to get over it. This is an opportunity to go out and say, look, we aren't the most talented team, but we aren't a disaster anymore either. We're not going to play stupid. We're not going to be undisciplined. We're not going to make mistakes. We're taking steps forward, and we're growing and building something.
I don't think that David Montgomery's jersey speaks to the culture. I don't.
No, but it's funny.
It's funny. Mm-hmm. It's funny that some, you know, they outsource it to some tailor, and the tailor misspelled the name,
yeah,
and it gets folded up, put in a bag, and he puts it on and goes, oh, God. It's not like somebody's going through and either A, intentionally, or B, I don't care. The jersey to me, yeah, funny, whatever. They had a backup jersey, so maybe that speaks to Tony Medlin being really good at his job, and he had a backup jersey. I got it. Get that stupid jersey out of here and call and make sure that Taylor Company doesn't work with us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Culture? Yeah. Now, if you tell me we get 6 false starts, 3 holdings, 4 too many men on the field, that stuff would be more upsetting.
The press has already questioned the culture based on the not hustling after a football. That was a couple of games ago. There's a few things there where the press, hey, this is your principles, the hits principle. Do you believe that the hits were exercised? And there's some things where people who say, yeah, you know what, we could have been better in some situations.
Hey, your guy Smith Marset not getting out of bounds and getting the ball ripped out of his hands.
Yeah, well, he's not supposed to be in this position as someone in that spot in the fourth quarter.
Correct.
But he is, because that's the Bears.
Because we don't have any talent.
The broader point for me, though, is I agree, they're not a talented team. Show me you're a smart one.
Yeah.
That's important to me. And yeah, should, like, if Eberflus can get a team that's not talented to play smart and to play disciplined, then I think what he's doing is working.
Yeah. Well, listen, where I'm at with the Bears is I just don't want to waste time for 3 hours. Like, I don't want to have to waste time. Cap's got a TV show, so he's got to sit there and watch it and take it. Like, for me, I just want to be entertained. We're going to lose. Show something, for God's sakes. Just don't go out there and get embarrassed. That's what I want.
Okay, so you answer my question.
At the same time, I want, well, the answer to the question is what I've told you all summer about the development of Justin Fields. That's the first thing I've told you about the Bears, because I want that guy to be the cornerstone for the franchise for a decade.
Okay, so you're answering it B, Justin Fields plays well. So if you lay your head down on your pillow in your mansion tonight, you will feel better. Justin threw for 285 and 3 scores, didn't turn it over. And we look like a competent offense. Wow, he made plays for us. Well, you're cool with that.
Well, look at it from this
standpoint. But we lost.
Well, look at it from this standpoint, Cap. I'm used to Bears losses. I'm not used to a franchise quarterback. Listening in a deer stand in South Carolina on the ESPN Chicago app, here's Pastor Dave on ESPN 1000. Hello, Pastor.
Hey, guys. If I don't talk too loud, it's because I'm in my deer stand, so I'm on a 30-day sabbatical, so I've been enjoying listening to you guys while I'm deer hunting. It's pretty cool.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. So what's on your mind about the Bears?
Aren't those deer God's creatures?
Could you keep it down? Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah, well, they're also very tasty. And, you know, if God didn't want us to eat animals, he shouldn't have made them out of meat, but that's just, wow, just my opinion.
Go ahead, Pastor. What's hey, going to his church? What are your thoughts? Go ahead.
So my mother thinks the Bears will win every game by 30, and I've been trying to be nice to her, to explain to her that I would love that too, but we just don't have the talent. You know, I deal in faith and miracles every day, but unless Jesus is playing quarterback, we're probably going to lose a lot of games. And she gets very upset at me and says that I'm not a real fan because I believe that the Bears aren't that good. So I need a little help of how do I let Miss Patricia know the Bears just aren't that good, that I'm not the only one that thinks that. She just has been giving me a hard time. Says I shouldn't even watch the games if I think they're going to lose.
Well, I mean, it doesn't mean that you don't have faith. It's just that you are a realist. There's got to be a parable in the Bible about being a realist.
That's what I say. Yeah. And here was a good one from yesterday. I wish I had called yesterday, but I couldn't. If you describe something as undescribable, haven't you already described it?
That's right.
That's pretty good.
Right? Why is there a word indescribable if you're describing the word indescribable?
It's a great question.
Right? That comes from our show yesterday.
He should have called yesterday, but he was in the middle of murdering an animal.
All right, you don't have to put it that way. Reminding you to check out Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Poor little deer. Dips his little deer lips in the brook. Nice, cool drip. Bam! Take that.
Well, you know what? Such is life. 1 minute that you're dipping your little lips into a nice, cool drink, and then bam, life's over.
Bullet in the side of the head. Bam.
Yes. Just keep in mind.
I can't hunt. I'm not a hunter.
Just keep in mind something, Merc. Always remember, life sucks, and then you die.
That's it.
Shot or no shot in 2 minutes on Chicago's Home for Sports.